Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studio today is Connie Fitzpatrick. Connie is the vice chair of the board of directors of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival, launching into another season of activities with concerts coming up in June, July, and August. Five concerts once again. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you.
Maybe before we get into the details of this year's festival and the concerts that happen on those Sunday afternoons, a little bit about this really unique performance venue. St. Timothy's Chapel, if I understand right, it's now the 51st year in existence up there at 7,000 feet above Georgetown Lake, right?
7,000 feet above Georgetown Lake, and it sits on top of an old mine site. The property was purchased from the Anaconda Company, and the chapel was built in 1965. It was 50 years old last year when we had our big anniversary, and now our music festival is 22 years old.
So the music festival came out of the idea that there's this fabulous venue. Musicians love to play there. You've got a wonderful chapel. It seats,
well, we can
cram them in there.
We can cram them in there up to 200, but the advertisement says around 140 to 160.
Yeah. So. Either way, it's a very intimate venue. Lots of performers have performed there,
right.
Montanans and others over the years. Mm-hmm. The Muir String Quartet members have been a part of it from the beginning, right?
From the very beginning, the Muir was the first concert, and they've stayed with us all these years, and they'll be performing July 17th.
So they'll be back again for a performance. That's Montana Chamber Music Society with the Muir Quartet members and guests Sunday, July 17th. All the performances happen in the afternoon on a Sunday, right?
They are at 4 o'clock, and we ask that they're done by 6 so that people can enjoy our dining program. We have give participants coupons from restaurants around the area, so it makes for a nice afternoon.
Right. So people come from the Anaconda and Georgetown mm-hmm. Lake areas, but Butte and Helena and Missoula to go to concerts.
Right.
There are season subscriptions available. We can talk a little bit about that if you want to get season tickets, and of course, individual concert tickets as well. Information, and I'll give this detail out a couple of times. The website is sttimothysmusic.org. That's S-T and then Timothy's, plural, music, all one word, .org. The phone number for tickets and information is 888-407-4071. And Connie, the board has put together a wonderful program again this year featuring some fabulous Montana artists. Philip Auberg, the pianist and composer, Grammy-nominated pianist from Chester, Montana, will be the first, kicking off the season with a Sunday, June 26th concert. Those that know Phil, he's played with everybody, blues and jazz and rock stars, and of course has had an incredible solo career, still lives in Montana. Sounds like a wonderful concert. And we mentioned the Muir members and the chamber music concert Sunday, July 17th. Then you've got Jenny Fleming from Bozeman. Jenny is one of those jazz singers and kind of crossover singers who's had a fabulous career. She's going to be bringing, a trio or a quartet, right?
Do you know?
A trio with her and performing. Then it's the Young Montana Musician Spotlight. This is something that St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival has done with some regularity, right? Try to feature young musicians.
We've always tried to have one concert that support the youth. And this year we're doing something a little different. Rather than just have one performer, we've got three different performances.
Viola solo with piano accompaniment. That's Brenna McCullough, and she's a sophomore at Concordia. And then the Prismatic Duo are both sophomores at Montana State. It's a piano and violin duo. And then Stephanie Anderson, who's trumpet solo with piano accompaniment, and she's a sophomore at Eastman School of Music. These are all Montana kids, right?
Right. All from Bozeman.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. So that will be Sunday, August 7th. And the big finale this year, Sunday, August 21st, the String Orchestra of the Rockies in a rare summer performance. They do a four-season concert series every year, of course, and I think they're in their 30-somethingth year. A rare opportunity to hear them in the summer as well. If people are interested in individual tickets for concerts, are they on sale now? Can they buy individual tickets or season tickets, I imagine, too?
You can buy season tickets for $75 or individual tickets for $20. Both are available depending on what you would like to participate in. Also, you can buy tickets at the door.
Right.
But those are $25.
Right. And you do encourage people to come up and bring a picnic or enjoy some time at the lake before or after, that kind of thing too, right?
we encourage you to enjoy the area. It is so beautiful. I mean, the scenery is spectacular. So bring a picnic lunch, stay with us a while, walk around, see the sights. The chapel is part of a Southern Cross, which is a old mining site, and it's a ghost town, so there's some old buildings to look at also. Makes for a beautiful day.
Also a great opportunity to support live music in a really unique venue. And we've been talking today about St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. It takes place at St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel, which is located above Georgetown Lake. Directions, I guess you take off on the road to Discovery Ski Area and then go up the hill. Is that a good description?
Take Southern Cross Road, Southern Cross Road, straight up the hill. Don't turn right, don't turn left, and you will get to the chapel.
And you get to 7,000 feet, and there you are. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, the concerts are Sunday, June 26th with Philip Auberg, the Montana Chamber Music Society with members of the Muir String Quartet. That's Sunday, July 17th. Jenny Fleming on Sunday, July 24th. The Sunday, August 7th concert is the Young Montana Musician Spotlight Concert, and then the finale with the String Orchestra of the Rockies on Sunday, August 21st. Again, if you'd like information online, it's sttimothysmusic.org. That's sttimothys, plural, music, all one word, .org, or call this number, 888-407-4071, and extension 1 will give you more information about tickets. Connie Fitzpatrick has been my guest today. Connie is the vice chair of the board of directors for St. Timothy's. Thank you so much.
Thank you.